The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am here, I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. An awesome sight, the mighty signs will come from the sky." Gospel of the Lord. So by the time Luke wrote this gospel, it's the year 60s, but it hasn't come the time of the destruction of Jerusalem. But you can see the words are so true. One stone not upon another. And today when we visit Jerusalem, upon the old place of the temple is now a mosque. And you can see things will be happening. So we must be ready. That's why in Revelation says, "Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." So we must be faithful, means perseverance in doing good, perseverance in doing the will of God on a daily basis. There are so many temptations not to follow him. We promise to follow him, but many times our ego, our selfishness, put it on the first place. And that's why Cecilia reminds us she put God in the first place. So it has to adore the pagan gods if he refused. So therefore, that's why she was persecuted. And there's many times we yield to temptations. That's how we have to learn from the saints, experience the martyrs. They sacrifice their life for the good of her faith. So also on a daily basis, we need to say with courage, moment by moment, yes to the will of God the Father.